In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today, the 29th of Mizor, in an Coptic calendar, an Coptic year, every 29th we have to remember the Feast of Annunciation and Incarnation and Resurrection. Actually, today is the last Sunday in the Coptic year. And all the reading that we have to read, it's totally different than what we read and what we heard. And all the reading, it's about only the end of the life. It means that all the readings should, with what we have to read and what we have to listen today, it's about the end of the life. And what is the signs that Jesus said to the apostles, to the disciples, about how to know the end of the life? And the church makes this because we have to remember and we have to do the evaluation about what I'm doing in my life. And I have to see myself, I am living in the right way or no, especially by the end of the life. And it is not only because there is the second coming is near. No, because maybe I will meet God any day. Then I have to evaluate myself. But because today is the 29th, that's why all the readings coming back to and about the Annunciation and the Incarnation and the Resurrection. And we see that all the tone is a joyful tone. It is not a normal one, a regular one, a regular tone. That's why we have to be in joy or to rejoice. And the joy, when it came in the beginning, which is the first story or the first point, when the angel, the archangel Gabriel, came to Saint Mary and he said to her, this message that you will be the mother of God and rejoice. And he gave also that joy to all the nations, that they know now that there is salvation and we have a place in the kingdom of heaven. And he gave the joy to all the people in death at this time, because they will go out from the Hades. And he gives the joy to all the people and the angels and the archangels, because they know now that the plan of God, who promised before that he will save and he will do the salvation, now he will begin to save the people of the Adam and all his nation. And if I'm going today to the Catholic epistle today, St. John said, "And these things we write to you that your joy may be full." This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. What the meaning of joy? The joy in the Greek language, when I came back to the Greek language, I found that the joy, exactly its name in Greek language, chara or charis. Chara or charis, which is mean grace. Then the meaning of joy is grace. Then the joy and grace is a gift from God. Then I have to understand, I have to recognize that the joy is a grace, and the grace and joy is a gift from God. But by the question, how I have to live the joy and how to rejoice my life? What is the prescription that I have to someone to give it to me to be in joy? I had an experience with someone when I went to France, and I met someone, and suddenly I said to him, "Oh my God!" And he said to me, "God, what's the meaning of God? The God is my money. He's an atheist." And I asked him suddenly, "Are you happy in your life? Tell me that for sure. I'm very happy. I have everything in my life. I have my car. I have my home. I have my family. I have everything. Why do you think? Why I have to talk to God?" And I was working like around a month. And by the end of the month, he told me, "Can I talk to you?" I told him, "Yeah, sure." He told me, like, "I was lying. I'm not happy at all. All I have in my hands, it's a temporary joy or happiness. But really, I'm very sad inside me. That's why I was this one. What I thought about, what is the prescription? What did I have to do to be happy? In all my life, I have a lot of tribulation. I have a lot of troubles in my life. But I have no happiness and no joyful in my heart. The first point and first step that I have to do, I have to focus only on God. The problem, there is a lot of things around me make me very busy, and I'm not concentration on God. In Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." St. Paul said, rejoice in the Lord. In. It's like a light. If I go outside the light, it will be darkness. Do what you want. What you want to do, do. Buy anything. And be happy with anything. But without God, without focusing on God, your eyes all the day on God, you will find yourself very sad. And you will live in the darkness. And you will live also in the zone of not happiness. You are very sad. In Job 1:21, we said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." In Philippians 4:5, "Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand." And I try to find the meaning of what the meaning of "the Lord is at hand." This is written in Philippians 4:5. At hand, it means very near to me. Then I can see God all the time in everything, every single thing in my life. If I meet someone now, I will meet God. If I'm going outside, for example, and I go to Tim Horton and to buy something else, okay, and I meet the guy who give it to me, for example, the coffee, double-double, he is God. And I said to him, "Thank you very much." And I have to be nice with him. This is the peace inside my heart, which is I have to recognize that when I meet anybody, when I'm doing anything in my life, I'm meeting God. Then I have also to remember, if I go through tribulation or troubles, I have to remember what happened for all. That's why yesterday, for example, we have to remember the commemoration of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob from the Old Testament. And how God was working with them all the time. If I am inside the trouble and I'm not focusing on God, I have to remember, for example, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. And they praise. They praise God and they have the peace and they rejoice. And I have to remember Daniel. When the angels close all the mouth of the lions, and he rejoice and praise. And I have to remember Moses with the people when they cross over all the Red Sea. I have to remember David, I have to remember Joseph, I have to remember all the people, and I have to remember also the apostles, the martyrs, Even in the persecution, they praised. They only focus on God, and they have only one target is God. I'm doing everything, I'm enjoying my life. You have to enjoy the life. But I have to enjoy life inside Him. If you do anything else, you will find your happiness, it's only temporary. And after this, I haven't. That's why in John 15 he said, like, abide in me and you will find the joy. That's why if you come to the church or you pray, and after your prayer you didn't receive the joy or the happiness, something wrong. Make like Jacob. He fight before with God until he receives the blessings. Do the same. Say to God, I will never go outside now my prayer until I receive the peace and until I receive the joy that you will give it to me. This is the meaning of the joy. That I'm talking to God and I'm asking Him the joy and I'm focusing on Him. And the second point is, don't wait on when. I will be happy when I will change my job. I will be happy when my kids will be older. I will be happy when I will change my car. I will be happy when and when and when. I depend everything in earthly things. This is a problem. Or maybe I will be happy when I go to vacation. Or I'll be happy when I'm no way. Don't depend on when. When you put your happiness and your joyful depend on something specific like earthly thing, you will not be happy. Or change your possession or whatever, no, you'll never be happy. That's why in Nehemiah 8:10 he said, say the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we need this, the strength of God. We can't live with Him. Every day in the morning, say to Him, like, okay, I'm very weak. I am in your hands, and you will do what you want to do from me. What you need, I will do. What you want, I will do. But I am in your hands, and you will give me the strength, and the strength coming with joy. In Proverbs 17:22, a happy heart is good medicine and a cheerful mind works healing. Some study said, when you laugh, when you are happy, it causes what? The release of endorphins. This is for the physician, I'm not a physician. Then release the endorphins, the chemical in the body that relieves pain and creates a sense of well-being. When you laugh, raise the energy level and relieve tension. And when you laugh and when you are happy, increase the antibodies and strengthen the immune system. You can imagine all of that when only we are happy. And the happy, it's very easy. It's only the happy when you go to God and ask Him the happiness and the joyful. I would want to rejoice my life. The problem that I have, I'm looking to many things around me. I'm not focusing on God only. And when I'm inside the tribulation or troubles, I'm looking inside the trouble. I'm not looking outside the trouble. And the outside the trouble, there is God who is great, who's more great than the trouble for sure, and He will solve it. And the last thing, it's walk to walk. What the meaning of walk to walk? Walk to walk, that I have to walk with God. And I have to follow what He did before. Even God He went to pray, then I have to pray. He praised, I praise. I have to follow and I have to open the Bible and to see where is God and what He did. And I have to learn from Him. When I follow when I follow the steps of God, He will give me that joy in my life. It's only the happiness, it's coming when my soul will be happy that God is exist, and I have to recognize and admit that God is not in the heaven only, He is in my hand as it's written in the Bible. And He is not only above me, no, He is beside and behind me. That's why I have to walk after Him, and I have to see the steps, and I have to see what He did, and I have to follow Him. And finally, I have to serve. If you live only for yourself or your family only, it's a kind of selfness. That's why I have to serve the people around me. Anything, it's not necessary to go to serve, for example, for Sunday school, to be a teacher or a servant. But if you go to serve anybody outside, for example, you give some food to the homeless, for example, or to go to help the people who need, or the seniors, for example, or who you visit someone who is sick at the hospital, this is one of the serving. And you will see that the output or the consequences of serving is the joy. Because that God is giving to you the grace. And we said before that the grace, it's equal joy in the Greek language. Then by the end, when I serve, I receive the happiness in my life. When I serve, I receive the grace from God, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
son fejem szíjobrosz homjén, kirje lejszón, kirje lejszón, chenó, menszmi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontificator, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of life, true God of true God, begotten, not created, the one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in glory to judge living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. He has to believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who received from the Father, for the Father and Son's worship glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess and baptize the remission of sins. We look for the
Every river keeps us
deter.